break right now.
Yeah. When I first came into the league, you know, the veterans kind of tried to tell me, you know, how much time they take and how much time you should take. And so my first year, I tried to give myself a full month, and I ended up back to work after about a week and a half. Last year, I tried to give myself a couple weeks. I took my brothers to Europe for 2 weeks, but even over there, we found ourselves working out a few times. So I'm going to try and give myself some time and relax a little bit. Probably I'm going to try for 2 weeks, but I can almost guarantee there will be a few workouts in there just because I feel like a bum if I don't.
JJ, a year ago, you...
I mean, enjoy it, don't you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where the farther you get off, the harder it is to get back on the path. So why get off the path? You know, I love working out. You know, I have the best job in the world. I get to work out and practice football for a living, so it's pretty cool.
Andre said to the media yesterday after you left, if you do not win, they do not give you an award. You're the MVP. The NFL's out of its minds. And Kendrick Lewis concurred. What does that mean to you, those guys? What does it mean to you that your team feels that way?
I mean, those are the opinions that matter most to me. You know, my teammates, my coaches, and my family. So that, to me, is special, especially coming from a guy like Andre Johnson who's been around and seen a lot of football. You guys know how I feel about the awards. It is what it is, but to have those guys kind of go to bat for you is pretty cool.
Well, you haven't probably had a lot of time to think about your season, but when you have time to sit back and think about it, I mean, what do you think you'll think about everything you've been able to do this season? I mean, you've done things that no other player has ever done.
Yeah, I think that's, that's pretty cool. There's been a lot of great football players in this league, and there's been a whole lot of great defenders in the league, and to be able to do something that none of them have ever done is pretty unbelievable, and it's special, and to be able to share it with my teammates and my coaches and my family is so cool. But I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around that, you know. That's pretty special, and someday I think I'll probably grasp the full magnitude of it, but right now, you know, it's just one day at a time still.
Where did the two offensive touchdowns?
What about to be able to have set the record for sacks on with a safety? I mean, that was like even like put special on top of special,
yeah,
kind of.
That was a safety is the one stat I never really recorded in college and the pros, you know, and now I've scored touchdowns of sacks, batted balls, fumble recoveries, but I'd never gotten a sack. So to be able to check that off, and especially the way it happened to become the first player to ever do that. So that was a special play, and that was one of the most fun plays I've ever had on a football field.
You watch the playoffs or you just tune it out completely?
I won't watch too much of it. You know, I'm sure I'll tune in every now and then and see what's going on, but I'm not going to be locked in on it.
There's been a lot of talk about your dance moves and if they've improved. Have you been working on them?
No, I definitely haven't been working on them, but I just... You know, when they play that song, the stadium erupts, and it's one of the most fun things ever. You know, it's so cool, and that song, I get so excited, and just to see how our fans react. I mean, Sundays are fun. You know, going out there and playing in front of so many people and having a blast. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, that you get a chance to do that. It's only so many times in your life, and I'm trying to enjoy them all.
If Sunday was Andre's last game, what would you remember about him as a teammate?
I'm not ready to talk about that yet. I don't know how that'll shake out.
Yeah, Jay, what's it mean to you? Kendrick just told us that the way you carry yourself, not only on Sundays but at practice, it made him a better football player this year. What does it mean to you, you know, coming from one of your teammates?
I mean, it's very humbling. You know, it's very special because I have so much respect for him and so much respect for everybody in this league. And so for guys to say something like that, and coming from him, I know he truly means it. That's really special. And he's a great guy in his own right. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's a lot of fun to play with. So that's pretty cool.
JJ, we know how you feel about awards, but if Alan Page and Lawrence Taylor, the guys who've won this MVP from your side of the ball, and if you could join them, what would that mean to you? That's a very select group, elite company.
All I care about is the opinions of my teammates, coaches, and family. You know, like I said before, the people who vote on the awards, the people who write about the awards, the people who decide those things, I can't control what they think. All I can do is I left it all on the field. I left everything I had out there on that field, trying to help my team win, doing whatever I could to be the best football player that I could be. So however they want to vote, whatever they want to write, they can write whatever they want. But I know that I left it all out there.
Thank you.